So, you know, I'm getting governments involved, even just this latest bill that I, you know, was personally involved in a lot of what got written into it, and then working with the key senators in the last month to get it to pass. You know, that's far greater than any individual fortune. And I'm orchestrating a lot of people. Breakthrough Energy Ventures really entered the climate innovation space at a time when there was almost nothing going on. And by having deep expertise, it's been able to not only do its funding, but also get other funders involved. And the idea of replacing all the physical economy, you're going to have to use markets, you're going to have to use government R&D budgets, and you'll actually have to find the right people to get behind. It's not just purely a financial thing.
This landmark piece of climate legislation almost did not happen. You were one of the people who was involved in enabling it and helping it come through. You were someone who spoke to the Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, who was a deciding vote. Now, set the scene for me. Tell me the story of the call you made to Joe Manchin.
Well, my dialogue with Joe has been going on for quite a while. I had a meeting where almost everyone on the Energy Committee came over and spent a few hours with me over a dinner discussing the role of innovation in climate and how the U.S. had both this opportunity and was really the only country, given the how quickly this needs to get done, that has that innovation power. Our universities, our national labs, our risk-taking, our ability to attract the brightest people from all over the world to come together. We've seen in industry after industry how that matters, and those skills matter a lot for this climate innovation. And so the idea that some sort of tax credits and project financing would have to be part of the mix, as well as more R&D, that dialogue had been going on for a long time.